Hi, this is Ben Trefney, news director at KALW. We're in a membership drive right now. You can support what we do. More than 70% of our funding comes from listeners like you. Please go to donate at kalw.org, click it, and keep these stories coming. Thank you.
KALW.
Today, we're taking you inside San Quentin State Prison and Solano State Prison, where our editorial team teaches inmates to tell their stories. We'll start today with a piece from San Quentin Radio.
San Quentin Radio, bringing you informative educational stories from the inside out.
In order to make something grow, you got to own a little dirt.
You don't tell, you see what goes on.
Because I like to be free. I like to move about the land.
You could hear a pin drop, and all of a sudden, you heard this.
Imagine if you forgot how to speak the language you learned as a child, a language that gave you an identity, a language that says, hey, you belong here, you're one of us. How will your sense of self be impacted? San Quentin Radio's Anutin Pantong sits down with an incarcerated man as he shares his story.
Tên của tôi là David Bơm Lê. Năm nay tôi 33 tuổi. Tôi ở trong tù cũng hơn 10 năm rồi. My name is David Lê. I'm 33 years old and I've been incarcerated for about over 10 years. My ethnic background is Vietnamese American. Vietnamese as a language is part of who I am. And I can't take away or do without it, you know, because I'll be losing a piece of myself. My language ties into my culture and my identity in a way where if you look at me, right, if I'm telling you that I'm American, clearly there's something wrong because I do not look American. I look Asian, Vietnamese. I don't remember speaking Vietnamese as well was when I think I was in middle school, starting middle school. At that time, I met some of my Vietnamese peers, and to me, like, they seem to me they speak Vietnamese very fluently, and I try to converse with them in Vietnamese, but I find it very difficult. I can't, like, find the word to express myself, but I can do it in English, and so I've kind of question myself, like, why is it so difficult for me to speak in Vietnamese when, like, I speak it at home? Being incarcerated with the progression of losing, like, my Vietnamese language is, like, there's not a lot of, compared to other races in prison, there's not a lot of Vietnamese. It's, like, less than 1% compared to the whole general population. And so it's, like everywhere you go, there's some other ethnicity or some other race that's not Vietnamese, so it's kind of hard to find like, my peers, like, my Vietnamese peers, just to actually just try to communicate and just talk about things in Vietnamese. So it's very difficult. And if I don't find anybody to talk to, I'll slowly lose it. I like to say, like, programs that, like, allow us to learn about our culture, and not just the Vietnamese culture, but all culture. Those programs are rich for our own personal development. And without those programs, I mean, I think we're losing a part of ourselves. In a sense, we're losing history.